Conor Pope joins us in studio. If you want Conor to grapple with any of your consumer issues, it's pricewatch@rte.ie. Now, you know a thing or two about skips before we get to today's problem.
I do. I'm quite the expert on skips because I've hired about 1,000 of them over the past 20 years. I know you were talking about illegal dumping in skips.
I never used the word illegal.
Dumping. it's really common. It's really common. And I remember years and years and years ago, going back to maybe 2007, 2008, some of your listeners will be able to tell exactly when this was. I had a skip outside my house, and almost as soon as I hired it, it was just filled with other people's rubbish. Mm. And it was so infuriating. So I called the skip company, and I went, what am I going to do? It's just filled with other people's rubbish. And they were like, nothing to do with us. You're going to have to. It's now full. I'd hired it. And I said, but I haven't put any of my stuff in. So then I put all my stuff in. And then they came to take it away. And they said, sorry, it's too full. We're not going to take it away. So we had this kind of standoff between me and the skip hire company. Yeah. And just as it happened, and I was like, I've had to put my stuff in. It's not my fault that it's full. All this other junk filled it up. And they were like, nothing to do with us. And they said the only solution was for me to take all of the excess junk out of the skip and find a home for it, or else hire another skip. And I was like, well, sure, if I hire another skip, that's just going to be filled up as well. But then, as luck would have it, and it was a total miracle, Ireland were playing England in the rugby in Croke Park that weekend. Okay. And my house was in the cordon of steel, so the guards just called the skip hire company, said, we're a little bit concerned, there might be a riot, you got to move that skip, and they took it away. So it was like the dream come true.
But there is a lesson for our listeners in that,
which is,
if you hire a skip, fill it as quick as possible.
100%. And what I can't understand is why skips in Ireland don't come with a roof. Because
do they come with roofs in other countries?
In other countries, they do come with a roof. And it's a roof that you can lock. And it does limit the amount that you can put in. But at least you know that only the stuff that goes into skip belongs to you. But I mean, I live in Dublin 7 now. And I know there is this communal thing whereby somebody might hire a skip. They might only fill it to 75%.
Yes.
And other people in the neighbourhood will helpfully put some other stuff into it. But it never really is a problem, because I think you do need to have an element of karma to the whole thing. So if you have a skip and some people throw junk in your skip, well, then you might be allowed to throw some stuff in somebody else's skip.
You should ask permission.
Always.
I would feel very uneasy without asking permission.
Also, Ray, if you were caught putting something in somebody else's skip in your neighbourhood, it'd be mortifying and it would be the front of the papers within a week.
Hardly. Unless it was a very, very, very slow news day.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
Pricewatch@rte.ie if you want Conor to grapple with any of your consumer issues. Now, from the beginning of March, Conor, I've not received any TV signal in my home in Dublin. In the beginning, it was thought it was the television itself. After about 3 weeks, someone from Virgin came and said it was the outdoor cable that was the problem. After much delay, a technician came on April 19th and said, yes, it was a cable, and he'd be back on Monday, April 22nd. No one has come since. I've contacted Virgin Media, and despite what they say, nothing has been done. Any advice?
Yeah, well, I think this really infuriates me. Just by way of background, this woman who contacted me, she contacted me over the telephone, and she was a woman in her 80s. She lives on her own and probably doesn't have much by way of entertainment. So having your television, having access to your television would be absolutely essential to somebody like that. It's essential to most of us for different reasons, but she really needed the television. And it absolutely makes my blood boil to think of somebody who's constantly banging their head against a wall, trying to get redressed, trying to get something resolved. And when it's something as fundamental as television, I mean, we talk about that now. For somebody older, for me, you'd need your television, you also need your broadband. This is kind of something that is absolutely essential to our lives. So it really frustrated me. And multiple things had happened here. So first, the problem went, there was the problem. And when she contacted Virgin Media, it took them weeks to send somebody out. And then they said there was a problem and they'd send somebody else around and nothing happened. And then you end up in that vortex of gloom where you're just constantly calling them. And I know that her daughter was calling on her behalf and she was calling and she couldn't get through to anybody. So there are certain stories that always make, I would act quicker on some stories than other stories. And when you think of somebody who's kind of vulnerable on their own, isolated and really distressed by the whole thing. So she sent me a handwritten note about the problem. And then I contacted Virgin Media. And to their credit, I heard from her daughter within 48 hours to say that, hey, presto, the problem had been resolved. Yeah. So the problem has been resolved and Virgin Media confirmed that they'd contacted the customer and they'd fixed the issue. And they said that normally they commit to the highest standards of service for all customers and that any queries are dealt with in a timely manner. But they didn't really explain why
she was left hanging.
This query wasn't dealt with in a timely manner. Because as we've said on this show on more than one occasion, these kinds of issues shouldn't really require our intervention.
No.
They're the kind of things that should be fixed as a matter of course. And we've seen this far too often, that companies, and I'm not pointing the finger here at Virgin Media in particular, but all companies, they place so much emphasis on acquiring new business and on making new customers feel happy, that they don't really care that much, or they don't care enough about the existing customer base that they have. And I remember I've looked into this, and there's a reason why. And without talking specifically about Virgin,
In general,
companies understand, and I'm talking about these big multinational, international companies, that they don't have to care about consumers. They don't have to care about their existing business, because customers will typically stay with them no matter what they do. Whereas the other thing that really matters is that the stock markets, and we've talked about this before, and I don't think we've ever talked about this particular element of it, the stock markets only place a value on the acquisition of new customers. Yeah. They don't place any value at all on the retention of existing customers. So if you're looking at boosting your share price so that your chief executive...
Well, you hear it all the time. Netflix only got 2 million new...
Exactly. Yeah. They don't hear the fact that Netflix didn't lose any subscribers. So if you're a business person, or if you're a shareholder, or if you're an executive at one of these senior companies, you don't really care, and you're not financially motivated to care about the customers that you have. You're only really motivated to care about the customers that you might possibly have. And I think if we could just skew the system... And this is like tilting at windmill stuff, because this is not going to make any difference to anybody. But if you could just convince the stock markets to somehow place a value on existing customers.
Highly unlikely.
And if you could say to people, if you retain your existing customers, well, then you will get your bonuses and you will do X, Y, and Z. But it doesn't happen like that. And there are a few key players, because I came across a piece in that, I think it was the Harvard Review, one of these really high-end American publications, Harvard Business Review, I think it was. And it showed that it looked at like telecoms companies and airlines. And they're the kinds of companies that have proven to themselves time and time and time and time and time again that it doesn't really matter how much or how badly they treat their customers. They will still have those customers and they will still get that business. So you'd probably...
And that accounts for that other anomaly, which we talked about so many times in the past, where they offer deals to new customers that aren't available to existing customers.
Absolutely. And that's why, as consumers, when it comes to the deals element of the puzzle, or piece of the puzzle, the only real power we have
is the switch.
And for an awful lot of people, they just go, that's too much hassle.
Yeah.
And particularly going back to our listener, when you're a woman in your mid-80s who probably has a lot of stuff going on, and I'm not being ageist here, but like, as we get older, some of these things that maybe somebody in their 30s could do in a heartbeat, somebody who's nearly 90 might really struggle to do for whatever reason. And it seems to me that companies take advantage of that stuff. I'm not saying that that's what Virgin were doing in this case. I think this might have been something that just fell between the cracks. And to Virgin's credit, they did resolve the problem as soon as we got in touch.
Yeah,
but I wish we didn't have to
take
get involved.
Conor Pope's
phone call. It certainly shouldn't.
On other matters, I see there's a new insurance company in town.
There is.
Outsurance.
Now,
I see what they did there. I suppose the insurance. Outsurance.
You see, clever wordplay there. Now, they're from South Africa, and they've actually been in the market for a little while, but they're offering a kind of a unique idea to Irish consumers. They're going to offer discounts of 10% on premiums in cash for people that have policies with them for 3 years or more. So what they're going to be doing, funnily enough, is they're going to be rewarding loyalty. And it remains to be seen whether or not a new entrant into the market, because we haven't had one in more than 10 years.
Say that again. So if you sign up for 3 years, you're getting a good deal.
So they will be, what they've said is they'll be competitive on pricing.
Yes.
When you sign up in year one. And then if you stay with them for 3 years, they will reward your loyalty by giving you cash back of 10% of your premium.
Right.
So that's a novel approach to it from an insurance company. And you'd have to hope that any new competition and any competition in that space will see prices fall, because we have seen prices of insurance climb. And it's in many ways it beggars belief, because we're constantly being told that reforms of this element of the motor insurance sector or that element of the motor insurance sector is going to drive down prices. But consumers are going, well, where am I seeing that? Why aren't my prices falling?
And why aren't we?
Well, maybe it's because there isn't a sufficiently strong level of competition in the market. Maybe it's the fact that
maybe they're not being taken to task.
And maybe
enough by the media.
Well, absolutely. But I mean, all you can do is say, well, why are your prices going up? And like, if you talk about house insurance, the companies might say, well, our you know, the cost of concrete has gone up, the cost of X and Y and building supplies and builders have gone up. So, you know, they will always have reasons for it. But the bottom line when it comes to something like motor insurance is they have us over a barrel. They can charge us what they want. We have to pay it because motor insurance is a legal obligation and there's nothing we can do about it.
Pricewatch at RTE.ie. And Living Among the Puffins on Skellig Michael is Catherine Merrigan's book. Somebody was looking for the name of that. Conor, thanks so much.
Thanks,
that's it from us. Cormac and Sarah are on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Monday evening.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.